Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Amir Tzashem, we are going to conclude today Simen Resh Pei Aleph, which we almost finished yesterday, and start Resh Pei Beis. And we're in the middle of the Ramah on the second line of Samach Amud Beis. Just to chazer over quickly, yesterday we said that we add certain tefillos on Shabbos, for example, Lekel Asher Shavas, and other tefillos in the Psukka de Zimra as well. And there are a couple of Dirshu footnotes that we can go over. And Dirshu foot number 6 says, Ubetam HaDover, the reason why we add certain tefillos on Shabbos, but if we didn't say them, we said we do not have to go back after davening and repeat them, with the exception of Lekel Asher Shabbos. And he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, because these other mizmorim that we add on Shabbos, they don't have specifically Shabbos mentioned to them. And the reason we added them was because Yom Shabbos Hu Yom Menucha, so Hosifu Lo Bo Mizmorim, as opposed to Lekel Asher Shabbos, Iker Hashat Kedushas Hashabbos Muskeres Bo. So it specifically mentions that over there. Dirshu foot number 7 adds, "Umisha Tzorich Ledalek B'Psuki Dezimra B'Shabbos Kidei LaHaspik Tfilas B'Tzibur." As we know, if a person on a weekday comes late to shul for whatever the reason and he wants to make sure he davish Shemoneser with the Tzibur, he's allowed to skip certain parts of the Psuki Dezimra. So the same thing applies on Shabbos. You should first delete all the extra ones for Shabbos if you're not going to be able to say all of them, with the exception of Nishmas. That's so important that you should say that still on Shabbos. And otherwise, you follow the regular rules of Psuki Dezimra, what should be skipped and what should not be skipped. If you have additional time to say some of the Shabbos ones, then you say Lamnatzeach, L'David B'Shanoso, and Tfilo L'Moshe. They're more important than the other Mizmorim, and therefore if you can skip some only and say some, those are the ones that you should say, and Nishmas, of course. Dirshu foot number 8 brings down, in regards to the beautiful Tfilo of Kel Adon, which we say on Shabbos, he says, since that comes from the Zohar and other early sources, L'chore Ein L'Dale K'dei L'Haspik Tfilo B'Tzibur. You shouldn't skip that, even though if you say it, you'll miss out saying Tfilo B'Tzibur. Now we can continue with the Ramah. The Ramah, at the end of the second line, on Samach Amibay says, V'yesh laharich ulahanim b'zmiros. One should say these additional zmiros. It's not talking about the zmiros we say at the Shabbos table. It's talking about these additional verses that we say in the Psukkah de Zimra and in Shachris. He said, one should sing these with the proper nigun, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Dalet explains, Hainu l'omrim b'nigun shi'esh bonima, with a very pleasant sound, with a very pleasant tune. Ke'ein sha'osim b'psukkah de Zimra, like you sing the songs of Psukkah de Zimra. The nusach of Shabbos, the nusach of davening. Avolo laharich harbi, but one should not extend the davening unnecessarily and excessively. And he says, ukvar hifligu hakadmonim. There are those that have been early great sages who have been very upset, and they speak very negatively. Bignus, hamishorim, for those that sing, hamarichin, who excessively sing, and they make mistakes in the singing, umafridin os mechaverta, and they separate the letters and the words inappropriately, v'teva mechaverta, so therefore they're changing the meaning of the words and dragging out a word or changing a word from the proper way it should be said. Ubiyose motzei kilkul ayde hanigunim, and it's especially prone that a person can make a mistake at the end of the bracha when he's singing inappropriately and causing the people not to answer amen properly. And he says, "Lufamim onim kodim shiyasayim mamish bracha," because of the tune and the excessive singing, they'll say amen too early. Ulufamim marichem minigan achasiyum ateba, or they extend the word too much, so after the person really has finished the bracha and they're going ay 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 further, for onim behefsah god lomim, and they're causing the people to delay in the saying of amen. Now this is a major potential problem, and the issue foot number 9 brings down. Likewise, lichvol tevos betvila, the repeating of words in the davening. So he brings down for the Marashik, who's very, very strong against this. Sheyesh bezeh kama chashoshos, there are numerous problems in repeating words of the davening. V'yesh lesor, and he says you absolutely should not do this. Except the only place is in hollow, where the rabbi said we repeat certain psukim in the hollow. And those are the only places that you're allowed to repeat a pasuk or a word in the davening. And the Torah's Chaim adds, Shabal Hamachne Chaim Gar B'Chazon Shekofal Tevos B'Kedusha. He would be very, very upset if they would repeat a word in the Kedusha. Omnam, he does bring down, if the person is truly a L'Shem Shamayim, he's doing this totally not to hear his own beautiful voice and not to have everybody say what a great chazan he is, but he's doing this truly L'Shem Shamayim. He's so caught up in it that he can't help but repeat the words. And because of his Avodas HaTfilah and the Kavana, he can't stop from repeating the words, so maybe it's permissible to do so. Again, a person has to be on a very high madrega that he can't stop himself from expressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise. That's how much he's into the davening. Again, If that applies to you, fine. But otherwise, you should take the words of the Maharam Shik very seriously, that one should not repeat any words. And he says, if a person goes and repeats words that are not in the normal order of the Tefillah, so then Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, the Igros Moshe says, Vaday ein ruach hachamim nocham ikach, to go back and repeat a line, because that's like the chorus, and to go say it out of place, that absolutely shouldn't be done, unless there is a valid, so to say, explanation in the words, it makes sense in the davening, and he says, then you don't have to repeat it. But you still shouldn't do this. He says, if there is a potential perish over here that's not sheker, so then maybe you don't have to repeat it. But certainly, if there's sheker, it changes around the meaning of the word just because the tune fits in nicely or it's a nice refrain to repeat. He says, tzarech lachzor l'rosh habracha, you have to repeat the entire bracha. Dishavu number 10 brings down, if the tzibur hears that the chazan is being marich excessively, so he brings down, they shouldn't answer amen to his bracha. They should answer amen as soon as he finishes the last word and not listen to all the other things that the chazan is doing as soon as he finishes the word. And Dishavu number 11, for example, says when the person finishes off and he says Tami Rambi Alma, or he says Uvizman Kariv, so even if you're going to sing excessively after that, you say amen at that point in time, because that's really the end of the phrase for which the amen goes upon. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says that Ein Limchos B'marach Behem Torah. He brings that from the Arzarua, that you shouldn't protest. This is not the place to have a fight if the chazan is going excessively long, even if your intention is purely l'shem shemayim. Hey, this extra half an hour just caused me to lose a half an hour's worth of learning. When we call makom, the Ramah says, on Shabbos and Yontif, lo yarech yos midai. One certainly should not excessively extend the davening on Shabbos and Yontif. In order, kideshi yochlu, call them shah shishas, in order that you should be able to eat the proper time, which will amitz Hashem learn in Simen Reish Pei Ches. So we'll go through these halachos when we get there. But again, there are times you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos morning, on Yom Tov morning, and you have to eat by chatzos, and therefore, if the davening is excessive, it leads to a potential lot of problems. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Hay explains, when we call makom, yesh lizor ma'ot, shalulavers ban kriyashma, certainly, because of the excessive length of the davening, one shouldn't miss out on Zman Kriyashma. The shul starting at a relatively late time, and then they daven an excessively long Pesukah de Zimra, and they're singing too much in the early parts of Kriyashma, and they haven't yet reached Kriyashma in the brachos of Kriyashma. That's a big problem. And one should make sure that because he's davening a little bit later on Shabbos and Yontif, which we said is allowable, so then one has to make sure that he doesn't miss out on Zman Kriyashma. And in fact, in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Dalet, he brings down, Mutav L'spalo B'yichidi, it is preferable to daven by yourself, without a minion, Milikros L'spalo Shlo B'zmano, than to daven in a tzibur that is going to miss out on Kriyashma, and certainly Tefillah. He brings down in Dishavu number 12, Masha Kosev HaRamah, Shabbos Shabbos V'yom Tov Lo Yarichu Yosem Yidai B'Tefillah, that which we just said, that you shouldn't be excessively long in order that you should finish in the right time. So he brings down that there are opinions, he brings down from the El Yeraba, that maybe there's a smach lahok ligmar satvila lachachatzol. So if somebody is davening in a shul in such a situation, he shouldn't feel terrible. There may be those that he can rely upon. But again, why would somebody want to rely upon a kula when everybody certainly agrees that it is preferable to finish before chatzos and to go and eat before that time? That concludes Simen Reish Pei Aleph. And now we begin Reish Pei Beis, Kriyas HaTorah V'Hamafti B'Shabbos, the wonderful laney that we do, and the HaTorah and Mafti that we do on Shabbos. The Mechaber first tells us how to take out the Sefer Torah. Siv Aleph. The Mechaber says, Motzin Sefer Torah V'Korim Bo Shiva. We take out the Sefer Torah, and we have seven aliyahs on Shabbos. And we know, V'imratzol Hosif Mosif, if you want to add aliyahs on Shabbos, you are allowed to, as we'll see, as opposed to other times when it's really improper to add aliyahs except under extenuating circumstances. On Shabbos, he says, it's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph explains, Yeshlomar Barich Shmei B'psichas Orom. One should say, he uses this lashon of Yeshlomar, Tishfut number 1 brings down that elsewhere, he says, Minoga Olam Lomar Barich Shmei Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos. On a weekday or on Shabbos, we say Barich Shmei. And this tefillah of Barich Shmei is said in Aramaic, which is permissible in the tzibur, as is brought down in the issue foot number 2. We normally don't daven in a foreign language, but here, because it's in the Tzibur, and Aramaic also has several reasons why we say Bedavka, certain things in Aramaic that the Malachim don't understand, in any event, you are allowed to say Baruch Shemei, even though it's in Aramaic. And then he notes that you say this B'psichas Aron, as soon as you open the Aron Kodesh. And this is one of the things that I really don't have an explanation for, that almost every single tzibur doesn't follow what it seems to say here in Shulchan Aruch. I would dare say in most shuls that I've ever been in, again, there are some exceptions, and I've tried to teach in our shul that we should try to do this correctly, that is that people wait till they finish Baruch Shemei and then they take out the Sefer Torah. Sometimes even when I ask the person taking out the Sefer Torah to take it out, he says he's not done yet with Baruch Shemei. So we see here the right way to do this is as soon as you open up the Aron Kodesh, you should take out the Sefer Sefer Torah and say Baruch Shmei. And you see this in Dir Shifut number 3. He brings down, Amati Ephraim says, Shehu la'achar shehotziyo es ha-Sefer Torah. You say Baruch Shmei after you've taken out the Sefer Torah, not beforehand, as invariably it's done. And he brings down from the Shari Ephraim, which was written by the Mati Ephraim, and he writes, Sheish la'hatzchil la'omro b'shor shemotziyim es Sefer HaTorah mi'orin. You start saying Baruch Shmei when you take out the Sefer Torah, not like most people do, is they finish Baruch Shmei and then they take out the Sefer Torah. He brings down from Moshe Feinstein as well, Kosa shemiloshon ha-Zohar, based upon the Zohar, mashmak tzas sheish la'omro la'achar shehotziyo es ha-Sefer Torah mi'orin. That you start saying Baruch Shmei after you've taken the Sefer Torah out. However, Moshe points out, you don't have to protest. I don't make a big deal about it if people don't do it this way, but I try to teach them this is the more correct way to do it, is to take out the Sefer Torah right away. As soon as you open up the Aron Kodesh, the person opening the Aron Kodesh should take out the Sefer Torah and hold it until the Chazan gets there while they're saying Baruch Shmei. But you don't have to protest that they don't. He does bring down from the Kaf HaChaim, however, she'efshol l'haskol yomro kishesefer Torah adayim b'Aron Kodesh. And most people seem to be relying upon this Kaf HaChaim, said it's not the end of the world if you start saying Baruch Shemei as you're going to begin to take out the Sefer Torah. And he brings this down as well from the Sefer Darkei Chaim v'Shalom, but nobody says specifically that you absolutely have to wait until the end of Baruch Shemei. They just say that you may be allowed to wait to at least start Baruch Shemei before you take out the Sefer Torah. He brings down, if you didn't say Baruch Shmei when they took out the Sefer Torah, so then the din is, if somebody's sometimes a little bit longer to daven, and he hasn't yet said Baruch Shmei, and they've already taken the Sefer Torah out, you can still say Baruch Shmei at that point in time. He adds further, if you find yourself in the middle of Baruch Shmei, and the tzibur is starting to say Shema Yisrael when they take out the Sefer Torah, so he brings that from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Sheyafsik, V'yomer Shema Yisrael, Matzibur. That you in that situation should stop the Baruch Shemei and say Shema Yisrael with the Tzibur. He then brings down on a Monday and a Thursday, it's taking longer to say the longer Tachlim, the Hurachim that we say on Mondays and Thursdays, and the Tzibur is up to Baruch Shemei, so he brings down from the Sefer Yisod Vishor Yisro Avoda, Sheroy Lahafsik Velomar Imatzibur Baruch Shemei. Baruch Shemei is so important that you should stop saying the Hurachim and say Baruch Shemei with the Tzibur. And he says, what happens in a place where there is no Aron Kodesh? So they sometimes bring in the Sefer Torah earlier in the davening and place it on the bima. So he says, in that situation, you actually, Ruchayim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, Yesh Lomar Baruch Shmei Bishor Shemachnisim as a Sefer Torah LeBeis HaKnesses. So let's say, it seems to be here the halacha, according to Ruchayim Kanievsky Shlita, that they're bringing in the Sefer Torah, the first minion finished, and now they're bringing the second Sefer Torah at the start of the second minion from into a different room. They don't have an Aron Kodesh over there. And they're at the very beginning of Pesukah Zimra. Seems to say that that's when you should say Baruch Shmei, an amazing din, which I have never seen actually practiced, but that may just be through the lack of people's knowledge. Then he continues, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Bein b'Shabbos Melucho, we say Baruch Shmei on both the weekday and on Shabbos. Mishnah foot number 4 brings down, there's no problem over here of asking for your personal needs on Shabbos. It brings down from Shelus Tshuvas Ra Pawalim, Shekivan Shenitkan, since this tefillah Baruch Shmei has been set up as a regular tefillah, and it's a regular bakasha that we say is part of the davening, so therefore it's not a problem to say this even on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Vanosin Sefer Torah v'amakabla." The one who takes the Sefer Torah out and the one who accepts the Sefer Torah, tzarich shehei biyomim. They should take the Sefer Torah into their right hand, and this is true. Afilu imhu iter yod. This is true even for a lefty. Ein l'shanos bezet. We don't change this around. The Shaar HaTzion in Oz Beis explains that this is the Chofetz Chaim saying this is my reasoning. Kein nirali dohatam mishum shatorah nitna biyomim, because this is the Torah was given, so to say, with that Kodesh Baruch Hu's right hand. Mimino eish dos lomo, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether you're right or lefty. It's a reference to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And he says im kein in lechalik bazet. Therefore, a lefty would do this in the same way. And he brings this down as well from the Magen Avraham. The issue foot number 6 brings down that you can assist yourself with the Sefer Torah with the left hand, but the primary holding it should be in the right hand, albeit you can hold it with your left hand, let's say on the bottom of the Sefer Torah, to help support you, especially if it's a heavy Sefer Torah. The issue foot number 5 brings down when you take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that the Chazan shouldn't go and take it himself. It's a bigger kavod if somebody gives it to the Chazan. That's why we have a person doing psicha and taking out the Sefer Torah, giving it to the Chazan. This is a greater kavod for the Sefer Torah. The issue for number 7 brings down from the Mishnah Berurah an additional reason in Siman Kuf Lamed Daled why we do it with the right hand, because he brings down from the Pasuk, Vimino Tichab Keni, you should hug me, hold me in the right hand. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis says that we read 7 Aliyos, Vihi Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim. This is a early mitzvah from the rabbis. Hi Takona Kiduma, it's a very early Takona, the first rabbinical Gzeira, mi Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the reading of the Sefer Torah, as we've already learned, Kamosha Kosu, B'Sim Kuf Lamed Hei, and Ayin Shem of the Mishnah Berurah, which the issue foot number 9 reminds us, tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was masaking that we should read the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, that we shouldn't ever go more than 3 days without learning Torah, and Ezra was masaking that we should also read it on Shabbos afternoon because of the Yoshri Kronos, because of people that would just hang out with, they didn't have the Sefer Torah reading on Shabbos Mincha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Gimel writes down, Bizmana Mishnah Hayah Minog Sharishon Bekruim Hayah Mavarech HaBrachal Fanea V'ach Hayah Mavarech HaBrachal Yachra. Originally, the Minog was that only the first person getting an Aliyah would make a Bracha Asher Bracha Bonim before the laning, and the last person to get an Aliyah would make the Bracha Asher Nosalon HaTorah Semes after the laning. So you only have one Bracha at the beginning of all the laning and one Bracha at the end of all the laning. Mishnah Berurah continues, I'm sorry, the people getting the Aliyahs in the middle, Kulonah Yotzim B'Rechasim, they would be Yotzi with the Bracha that was made by the first person and the last person. However, subsequently, the rabbis changed this. V'yachar kach b'tzman ha-gemorah, already early in the time of the Gemara, hiskinu shekol echad yivarech lefoneu le'achra. The rabbis were masakin that every single person should now make a bracha himself before and after his aliyah, kemo shenog hayom, just like we do it nowadays. The issue foot number 10 says the reason why the rabbis instituted a bracha in the first place, even for the first and last person, was for kavanah Torah, and why they instituted making a separate bracha for each person was because sometimes people would leave in the middle and they wouldn't realize that there was a bracha before or afterwards, so therefore, not to make a mistake, so therefore they instituted that everybody should say the bracha. If we wish to add on additional aliyahs, we're allowed to. So Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Dalid, the Yeshomim, Shekhayom, Shekolechad, Meakruim, Mevarech, Lefanel, Achra, the Chanal, Ain Kedai, Lahosif, Habobs, Brachos. Nowadays, since each person makes their own bracha, so it's really improper to go in and add on a whole bunch of extra aliyahs. However, we allow this, Ach, Bemokum, Atzorech, under need or pressing need. For example, you go on Chasana, you have a Chasana, a lot of people need to get an aliyah, even though they're not absolute Chiyuvim. Or Brismila, you want to be Mechabit, people that came to the Brismila, or the Cholki Aigabin, or any other similar situation in Lachoshul Zeh, so that we don't have to concern ourselves with, gee, you're making a bunch of unnecessary brachos. The issue foot number 11 brings down that normally we don't like to make extra brachos because of the, it's really a bracha she'enu tzricha, as the Magen Avraham says in Sivkat Nalef. Now, this brings down from the Vilna Gaon, from the Maaseh Rab, that the Vilna Gaon was very much against making any hosafos. And there's two different opinions. One was because it was his private minion, and they really had a very exact number of people, so everybody got an aliyah almost every week, and therefore he felt it was inappropriate to give people a hosafa. Others say no, even in a large sibur, the Vilna Gaon was very much against making any additional aliyos, because he paskin like Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara in Megillah, she'en lahosif aliyos klal, who was against making hosafos at all. The issue for number 12 brings down that we are not so medakdek if there's a person that needs to get an aliyah, even though he's not an absolute chiyuv, we do make a hosafa, and he says especially if it's going to lead to fights or if it's going to be a problem that somebody's going to be upset or somebody's not being honored properly, even if they won't be upset, so therefore you can give extra aliyos as necessary. But one has to be very careful, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Hey, one should not make excessive aliyos because it is a tirch of the tzibur. It's bothersome for the tzibur, and it usually ends up, I would also add, leading to a lot of extra talking and delays in the davening. So certainly one should not do extra aliyos unless absolutely necessary. But again, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're concerned that people are going to be upset that they don't get an aliyah, that's more important to have shalom bayis than it is to worry about tirch of the tzibur. He brings down Kosu Achroni, the Bishabas Shekorm Shtei Parashios, Leish Likros, Minyan Chatzi Akruim Yashiva B'chol Sidra. On Shabbos, when you have a double parasha, you should try to have half of the aliyahs in the first parasha and half of the aliyahs in the second parasha. So you switch over in the middle of the fourth aliyah. The first three aliyahs are all in the first parasha. The person who gets the fourth aliyah gets half in the first parasha, and at least the Hainu Shekori L'Ravi Kitsas Me'aseh the Rishon, Me'aseh the Sheni, Shlosh Psukim Akoponim. You have him read some in the first parasha and some in the second parasha, at least three Psukim. They Lochush B'mashi Yosef Ala Shiva B'seder Sheni. But then he says you don't have to be careful if you're waiting on additional hosafos in the second parsha, kiven de'ein shum chiyav bin adin lohosif, since those aren't absolutely essential, so that is considered acceptable, even in this situation where you have a double parsha, if more aliyahs are given in the second parsha. Indeed, the issue foot number 15 brings down that you don't have to be makbid, so specifically divided up exactly three in the first parsha, three and a half in the first parsha, three and a half in the second parsha, and for need, you can break it up in any different way if you have to. Others are more medaktik, and therefore they don't make any hosafas on these double parshios and make sure that they have three and a half in the first parsha and three and a half in the second parsha. Finally, we'll just conclude with the words of the Ramah. Hagoy says, "Vuhu adin biyontif mutar lahosif aminyan akrum." He says, on yontif, you're also allowed to technically make hosafos, and it's brought down the name of the Rambam. However, he says, V'yesh omrim, the biyontif ain lahosif. He does bring down an opinion that says, on yontif, you should not add on additional aliyos. And Mitzvah Shem will discuss this further tomorrow and do the Mishnah Berurah on this, and that will conclude today's shir.